Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the February 25th, 2019 Mindset Monday webinar. My name is Jim Anderson. I'm the Vice President of Gemini. It's my pleasure to be your host for this evening's call. It just seems like to me, and based on the feedback I'm getting, every one of these calls on Monday night, I think since the start of this year, just gotten a little bit better, And I believe this is going to be yet another example of that. We have a very special guest for our call this evening. I have heard of this individual. I've spoken with him a few times, communicated a number of times with him over the last several weeks. And what's so interesting is that he and I have been involved with the network marketing industry about the same number. I've got him about, I think, maybe 3 or 4 years. But he started with the same company out of the 10,000 companies out there. I won't tell you what it is, but a very reputable company. He and I talked about that today. We actually started with the same network marketing company for me about 30 years ago, but that's very interesting. And we also talked about, you know, do you know, who do you know, that type of thing. And after, again, about 10 minutes, the same kind of quality individuals that John knows, I know, and that just says something. I'm going to get to him real quickly, but before I turn the microphone over to our special guest, I want to just tell you, not only is he a professional in the industry, he actually started as a distributor. So he understands what it's like to build a team. And he used that knowledge, plus he's a very bright guy, engineering degree, bachelor's degree, he's a pilot. I mean, very fascinating, very interesting background. It brought him to this juncture, if you will. But he took that knowledge about network marketing, and he wanted to help develop a tool, if you will, that would make level the playing field and allow the average person to be very, very successful in this industry. I love his heart, love his passion. Without any further ado, I'd like to introduce Mr. John Preske, who is the president and CEO of the company that brought us the app that we have, the Go Recruit app that we have with Gemini. So without any further ado, John, welcome to the call, my friend.
Hey, Jim, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, John.
Well, that's excellent. I appreciate that. And that was fantastic. Thanks for the fine intro, and always humbled to be introed by people with great experience in this industry. So, and you're right. I the only thing I wanted to get say to add to that is that, you know, this program doesn't change what we need to do. The idea, I always told people, the idea of this tool is to bring two people together, prospect, business partner, two people together easier, faster, more efficiently, and hopefully at the right time, because timing is amazingly important, so that they can have a conversation, not a text, not an email, not an osmosis, hoping it happens, but an actual conversation about what you have to offer at Gemini, you know, to make sure that they understand it and they can make a decision. They want to be your customer, try you out. They want to join you in your business. But the idea of the app is simply put to bring two people together easier than it was without the app. And we have statistics that tell us that that's working. We've got statistics with companies that, you know, we've got conversion rates of anywhere from 7 to 11% of people becoming business partners. Now, why is that important? Why is 7 to 11 sound so amazing? Well, if you take the other stat that at any given time, and people's mind change, that 1 out of 10 people are at that exact moment wanting to get into the business of network marketing, and if 4 to 6 people out of 10 are interested in the product, well, if 1 out of 10, that's 10%, is interested, and then you're telling me that between 7 and 11% of the prospects are being actually converted to a business partner, then we have a tool that actually works. And then the other statistics that we see is between 13 and 14% of the people on the high end are becoming customers. So that means if you combine it out that, you know, 13, let's say 9 or 11, let's just go the max, 14 and 11, that's 25. That means that 1 out of 4 people on the very high end that you approach with this business are going to be converted. That could or could be converted. That's an amazing statistic with our tool. But I want you to know that the reason the stats are high is because people are following up really well. They're following up. They're talking to people. They're seeing there's a system to what we're trying to do here. And they say, you know what? if that's what you're doing, I think I can do that too. Can you show me how that works? And I think that's what's really been going on, because when I started this, and I promise I won't take a long time to get into this, but I know a lot of you have seen the app, but I'm going to go into some very specifics on the app. But I wanted to get across that the goal of the app, and you can tell your entire team, you can tell anybody you want, the goal of the app wasn't to help somebody make $5,000 a month, $7,000, $3,000. No, the goal of the app was, like Jim said, to take your average person and with some simple tools, some simple processes, extend their income by $300 to $400 a month. That was the goal of the app. And if you think about that, that'll change most people's zip code that are in this industry right now. That'll help change people's lives. And so that was my focus from day one, because I had a team and we were working hard with training, maybe too hard compared to what we had to do today. I mean, it was so much harder back then. And I was just so amazingly excited when you would hear those stories of people who followed the process, approached people, got a lot of customers and business partners, because those customers were turning over and becoming partners as well throughout the journey, if you will. And they'd come up and tell me, you know, we focused on just $300-$500 a month, and we got a new apartment in a better part of town. And my son is now going to a better school and getting better grades. I mean, that's where the love of this industry that I have for it and what was poured into this app came from. So as we talk about what it does, please understand that this wasn't a bunch of techies running around saying, I think we can do something cool. It was really a focused effort of taking the steps of recruiting, if you will, piquing interest, sorting, properly inviting, maybe with a three-way call to see something, and then enrolling, and trying to make that easier to do with the tool than without the tool, for the express purpose of caring about my team back then. So we designed this thing. If everybody wanted to know, it took us about a year to write a 27-page spec, and this is back in 2011. We started building in 12. We launched the first version of our app in 13, and it looks nothing like this. I should start bringing that out. It'd be like showing an old car, you know, to everybody. I should start showing people, this is what it used to look like. Be happy you don't have that one. But, you know, that's where we come from, Jim. So I'm going to get started with it, but I want everybody to have a brief idea of what we're trying to talk about here, and so that I can get it. So hopefully my app will be, there you go. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and share the screen. Let me get this going. And where do you guys, okay, share. Here we go, and boom. And hopefully, and share. Okay. Oh, tell me, you guys don't see my phone, do you? Not yet, Jim?
No, we do not.
They're telling me I have to have a plug-in. I did this on Zoom maybe a week ago. Now I have to have a plug-in. We'll see.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on, John.
Okay.
I just made you...
a presenter? Okay.
Yes. I just made you co-host, so try it again. I didn't know that we were going to do this.
Okay, cool. No, I'm glad. This is okay. We got time. I promise I'm going to be really tight on all this.
That's okay.
Okay, share. Boom. Share. Now... it says screen sharing failed. Please try again, error code. I don't know what that. Let me try it one more time. Let me try. Give me a second here. I'm going to move this over. Got all kinds of things going on. I'm going to close that out. Hopefully that won't kill me for the evening. Let's try it now. So share. Okay, let's try it now. Let's get off of there. Oh, I see what's going on. Blocks and allow access. Thank you. Now we'll try it. Amazing technology not working, right?
That's right.
And I'm in the business. That's embarrassing. Okay.
It's trying to start. Says John has started screen sharing.
Yeah, but it's not working, is it?
No, that's all I'm seeing is that right there.
Okay, hold on. I'm not responding. That was something. It's not zooming on. I'll tell you what. Let me come on back in, y'all. Okay, give me.
Okay.
Works. Oh, here we go. Am I back?
You're here.
You're back.
Okay, now let's try it one more time.
Okay.
Okay, screen, desktop. Okay, now I'm going to share. I don't know why. I may just talk y'all through it. You may have to.
That's all right. That's all right.
How's it looking now? Now I'm hoping you should see my app on the phone there on the screen.
No.
I do not see it, John.
Still don't see it, right? Let me try one more time. Ah, maybe we're getting it now. Okay, how's that? No go? Maybe?
No, it says you're
trying. No go.
Starting to share, but then it pops right back off again.
Oh, you guys, I was like master of Zoom just maybe 5 minutes ago, evidently. Not now.
Let's see.
I don't know what happened here. You got me sharing. Let me just try to share anything whatsoever. How about that? And then we'll try that. Because I don't think it's this fancy stuff here.
Would starting your video help any?
Nah. Let me try this. I'm going to try something else and just get back to it. Let me try this now. Let me try sharing this. Nope, screen error code. It just does not want to play well right now with whatever I got going on.
Oh, there it is.
It came out.
There it is. So you got the Gemini website, right?
Yes.
Let's try this one more time. Let's try this now. Okay. Here we go. New share. And boom. And boom.
This just goes to show even the experts have technical difficulties.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I got an idea.
Doesn't want to show that for some reason.
Usually what I'm trying to do is just show my phone. Here we go. Now we may be in business. Here we go. Now let's try it. Okay. We'll go back to here. Share. No phone? Probably not.
No, but it tries to start, but then it pops back out again.
Is that what it's doing?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Well, let's just talk about the app a little bit and what I was going to talk about anyways. And you guys all have your phone. You guys all have the app. So I'll assume you're going through it. So one thing I really wanted to go through with everybody, and we'll see if it pops in a little bit later. We'll just say, wow, look at that. It's there. But I just, it's just not happy. And we'll get through that later and why this doesn't want to be happy in any way, shape, or form. I don't know what it is. It keeps trying, too. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So let's just go through it. So on the app, obviously everybody knows how to sign in, I'm assuming. So if everybody could just go to the share section real quick of it, and we're going to look at what we call your media grid. And some things are going to be happening that's going to be real exciting. You can tell people about it. I'm just kind of looking at it as I do it on the screen. So on the share grid there, what you have is content, if you will, that goes from initial contact, follow-up, present, enroll. It's put in that way because that's how we recruit. We initially contact. Now, in addition, what we've done is we've made it to where from left to right, the content is positioned in a way that you should start from left to right as well. So as you go through there. And if you've never shared with the app and you're saying, hey, I want to share with the app, but I don't really know how, I don't want to mess it up. Do yourself a favor, put yourself in your own phone's address book. Go into your phone address book, put your name, first name, last name, your email, and your text, and go ahead and sell. And go ahead and put it in there, and then go into the share button, and then write the little white share button next to the post button. Just hit the share button, and go through sharing content via text. That's the easiest way, with yourself, and open the content as it comes through, and watch the video as it comes through. And then what I want you to do after you've shared the first thing with yourself, go and share a second thing. But what you'll see is you go sharing process again. Instead of going to your address book, I want you to go to what? Existing prospect, which is now that you are an existing prospect, that's how you go there. Because if you go back to the address book again, you're going to create a second record of the person. So once you've already marketed to somebody the first time, you want to then, as you go through the sequence of sharing, you want to go to existing prospects. And a lot of people go, hey, how do I put prospects in the system? You put them in the system through the act of sharing. You don't just import them. And, you know, there's one company out there that lets you import like all 3,000 of your contacts, because the iPhone only allows you to do one or all of them. So the problem is, I don't want all your contacts in the system, and neither do you, to have to go through them and figure out who it is. So what you do is you put people become prospects through the act of sharing content, enrollment links, whatever it might be. So keep that in mind. So that's why I say put yourself in your own phone address book and do me a favor. And if you've never shared before with the app, that's the number one thing to do, is go through and share to yourself and see those reactions that are going on the whole time, okay? So that's one thing that you want to do. The second thing that you want to do is you want to look at posting. Now, when you hit the post button, if everybody could go to the upper left content there and hit the post button, and what you're going to see is you're going to see whatever apps you have installed. If you've got Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, Pinterest installed, and we're going to be adding Instagram here pretty soon. I would say within the next 30 days, we'll add it. Now, what one mistake people do sometimes, because a lot of people are using Messenger, and I love Facebook Messenger, and we're going to talk about it in a minute. But when you go to post, only post to pure Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, or Pinterest. Don't try to, quote, post a messenger. Your phone will probably let you grab it, but it'll get all messed up, okay? Because the idea behind sharing and posting is this. Sharing is for one-to-one. Posting is for one-to-many. That's our term, okay? So when you post, you're posting to Facebook, LinkedIn, those kind of things. And when you're posting, be strategic. You know, you post something that you think's nice, like a video, and then you write a little note under there. Hey, this is a great video, everybody. Go ahead and take a look at it. And if you like it, why don't you message me on Messenger? Something like that. That's a nice way to post, break into the market of social media, and not go and just start throwing one thing after another up on social media. Because I kind of call that spaghetti on the wall, and let's just see what sticks. And generally, not much sticks at all. So you want to be deliberate if you're going to post, but feel free to do it, and it's fun, and enjoy it, and that kind of thing. That's on posting. Let's talk about share. What I want everybody to do is take the same upper left video and hit the share button. Okay? Now, everybody asks, what is this message right here? Well, this is a sample text and email that was written for you that you can use, but you do not have to use. But it was written in a way that was kind of neutral, because the idea behind texting and emailing is not to fully coerce, convince, all those things in the message. The idea behind your text and email is to get one thing to happen. That's to click on the video, because you want the video to do the talking, so you don't, because that's a duplicatable thing that you and your team can do as you grow. You're always looking for those simple, duplicatable processes. So for some of you that are really experts, like you got nurses and nutritionists and doctors out there, they're really great. They're going to have some influence, but what happens is they're not duplicatable, okay? So what happens is they go and they use their background to impress somebody that becomes a product. They use their background to get somebody in the business, and then that person can't do to somebody what was just done to them. So that's not duplicatable. So the idea behind the messaging we write in here is to have a simple message that gets a click, okay? So let's go and hit the next button, go past the message. And this is what I was talking about. When you first market somebody, if they're in your address book, you use the phone button where it says new prospect device contacts. And if there's somebody you've already prospected once and sent something, you go to the existing prospect and grab them there. And that continues their profile that I'm going to show you, okay? And then, of course, you've got when you meet somebody, the purpose of the manual entry is when you run into somebody you haven't seen in a long time, or somebody you've never met before at Starbucks or whatever, and you strike up a conversation and they say, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing something, and you want to send it to them. That's what that manual entry is for, so you can put them in the system real quick and send them a video, okay? So that's what happens. So I'm just going to go ahead and select, just for the heck of it, my new fun friend, and we're gonna have a good time next week when we meet, Jim. I'm gonna text to you. So you're my new prospect right now. So I'm gonna text you. So everybody, select yourself or select somebody. We're not gonna send it. Select anybody you want from your address book and load their phone number and email if you have both of them in there into your system, and hit the next button if you would. And the next thing is what we call the select the method to send. Now, this might confuse some people, but I'm going to go through it because I want to keep it real clear and real simple tonight, especially since I can't get a visual. We got it on my screen. I don't know. But what's going on is that you're going to see a number of options. At the base level, you see the text message option, and you see two email options. Now, look at those email options really closely. The email default, what that does is that sends the message automatically as is via email from our computer system. We make it look like it's from you, but it's actually coming from a computer. Try not to use it unless you have to. We'd rather use your email where it says my iPhone or my Android, because that's going to come directly from you and it's going to allow you to edit the message, okay? The default is for people who aren't using their email from their phone for some reason, or they can't get it to work and they need a way to send an email out of the app. That's what the default's for. It's not going to be there for more than probably another 6 months. So if you don't know how to use the email on your smartphone, you're going to have to start working through that process pretty soon. Okay. The other thing that shows up for most of you is Facebook Messenger. If you have the app installed, the app will recognize you have Messenger, and it'll give you an option to send via Messenger. And what does it send? Well, it actually will allow you to hold and paste the text message that you saw a couple slides back. So you'll still be able to edit it, of course, with Messenger. There are other chat apps we use, like Google Voice, Line, WeChat, a lot of different things. WhatsApp is really popular. But, you know, Facebook Messenger is the primary. So of this screen, you can pick whatever you want. Again, if you're going to use Facebook Messenger at this point, and this is where you would to do a one-on-one via Facebook Messenger, when you open up Facebook Messenger, you tap on the little bubble and you hold and paste. And what's kind of nice is that whole text message with the video link pastes right into Messenger for you, and it tracks all your replicated data within that link. You could still change the message a little. You know, you don't like, hey, Steve, you can say, hi, Steve, or hi, Susan, whatever, or yo, Susan. You can still message it, change it, but don't mess with that link, because that video link has got some magic in it with all your replicated information that gives you that alert when they watch it, okay? So that's what's with the Facebook Messenger. I just want you to know. So once you send it, and just because I want to complete the process, the next one, if you do not have a reminder set for the prospect that you're sending to, the app will present you the option to do 1 day, 3 days, 7 days, or no reminder. If you do have a reminder set, then it will ignore this screen and continue forward. It's a smart screen, okay? But I'm going to go ahead and put Jim in there for 24-hour reminder, and off we go, okay? So I'm just sending that to Jim now. Off it goes to Jim, and I'll prospect and give him a hard time later. Where I want you to go now, I've just got a couple minutes left that's really important. And let's say, so how do I know if Jim watches that video for me while we're on the phone for a minute, what's going to happen is I'll get a push alert telling me that Jim is watching the video. But that's all it says, and it gives me Jim's follow-up information. But really, how do you find out about Jim and what's going on? Let's all go back to the homepage. In the upper left, there should be a home button. And let's go back to the homepage of the app, and let's tap on the prospects, because this is the core of the business. And this is where all your prospects become available once you start sharing, okay? And what it has is some really cool features. And one feature I want to show you is in the upper right. If everybody would see the sort button and tap on that little arrow, there's a button called recent activity. And this is a cool button, because if you tap on it, it arranges all of your prospects from most recent activity to least. So whether they interacted or you did something to them, it's going to rank them all. So if you know you haven't been in your business for a couple days, then you want to get back into your business, you want to tap that button, because it's going to help you zero in on the most recent people that you are actively marketing. Or maybe it'll tell you the people that had said yes to an event, or had just watched a video, or had done something within the system, okay? So that's a magic button, that recent activity button, because it's great for all of us part-time people in the business, because most of us are. And, you know, we're hard at work or hard taking care of kids, which is harder than work. And then we get to the end of this day and go, I got to work this business. So-and-so's home from work. I know they are. Okay, what do? Just go to prospects. And if you don't have enough prospects in there, then just close that out and go to the share button and start sharing some content and start over. But go to prospects, hit sort, hit reset activity. Now, what I want everybody to do is what you'll see, if you have a follow-up, it's going to be in red. It's going to be there. If you don't have a follow-up set for the person, please do me a favor. Go look at them. Decide to market them or park them. Don't leave them as warm, because you can tap on that little coffee cup. That's how everybody starts off, as warm. And you can change them to whatever you want, okay? But everybody, go to – this is the last thing we're going to teach tonight, and it's really important about managing your prospects. Go to the three buttons to the right, the little three buttons, and tap on one of your prospects, okay? And what you're going to see is really something cool, something you can immediately call, text, or email your prospect right from there. Because, see, on that screen, it's got the last action. It might say video viewed 42% or 58%, and it might have been 2 hours ago. Well, you don't need to go check that. You know it happened. You just want to call them and go, what'd you think about that video? Let's talk about this a little bit, because it's really been important to me and my health that I want to talk to you about it now. Give me some time here to talk about this and see if it's a match, you know. So you can call, text, or email. What's other cool is, let's say you just talked to them on the phone and they want some more content. Well, if you hit the share content button, the cool thing about coming from this angle then going to the share button is it's going to remember who this person is. It's going to remember their text. It's going to remember their email. And it's going to remember whether you marketed them via text, email, or messenger last. So it's really a helpful button. It's a smart button. But the really cool one I want to go to right now is prospect details. Go ahead and hit that. And this is really your homepage, if you will, for coordinating all your activity. And, you know, in the upper right, you can change their status with a tap of that little coffee cup. You can use the blue button to share content. Just like I said, it'll retain it, call, text, email. You could even tap on the reminder section and set a new reminder or set a reminder. If you use the edit button in the upper right, that's going to open up that email and text and notes area for you to take notes or change their email or phone number if it's changed, so you can maintain the continuity. But the really cool part is the history. Okay, if you go down to history, it's going to tell you everything that's been going on with a date timestamp. And that's really important, because you can see all the things. I never remember the last time I talked to somebody or what I sent them, but this app will remember that for you so you can continue. But the really fun button is your behavior button, I call it, the add history button. If you'll tap on it, it's got all those things that we always wish we did all the time, but maybe we don't. So by tapping on it, you can see it'll allow you to log when you followed up. Did you leave a voicemail? Did you have a three-way call? Did you email them, text them? Did you have a meeting with them? Did you do an actual presentation? And did you enroll them? Because you want to put that enrollment, because that makes you feel good too. So you want to do this here, and you want to date timestamp that kind of information right into your system so that you can make sure it works well. So I just want you to know that make sure you're using this button. And the one reason you want to get good at this is we've got this really neat tracking system coming this year where we're going to be able to start measuring the five steps of recruiting. And part of measuring where you are with the prospect for ranking you and prizes and all kinds of fun things that we're probably going to do this year is this button right here, logging your activity properly, how well you're interacting with your prospect and following up like we all should. And then we can show you how well you're doing in your own system, you know, how well you're, you know, what step are you usually are with these people, or are you getting where you should? And then we'll even give you a little bit of rank of where you kind of compare to everybody out there in the system to see where you might be way ahead of people, right with people, maybe a little behind. And then you could click on buttons and get a little training maybe if you're behind. And so there's going to be some amazingly cool stuff coming. So you want to get great at using what you have. Because if you don't, then the new stuff won't mean as much and won't get as easy to do that. So as you can see, I didn't get into the other stuff right now because all I wanted to talk about was sharing directly you know, seeing that information, following up with the person, logging the person and what they're doing, and staying in tune with your prospects to follow up. And that's the best thing to do. And I just wanted to go through the what I call the critical buttons of sharing and contact management, because even in the business today, even as advanced as the world is, in our industry, there's probably five competitors out there. Not one of them has contact management like you have. It's the most prolific contact management in the industry. They have what we call share and forget. We have share and track. Okay. So I wanted you to know that's what you got. And with that, I'm going to keep it tight and finish up and turn it back over to Jim. And sorry, Jim, I couldn't get this thing working. I don't know what it was.
Well, I think that's okay. Listen, you did a great job, John. And there were several questions that came across the text screen. I don't have time. We don't have time tonight to answer them. One question, though, the first one that I recall was, does this system allow you to alphabetize your contacts?
Well, they actually are. If you go into the prospects button, go into that prospect button where I said, if you look at that same sort button, instead of hitting recent activity, it's automatically defaulted alphabetized by last name. If you want to do it by first name, you can just check and sort. So that sorting button automatically can change it, but it defaults to sorted by last name. It has the first name first, but if you look, everything should be done by last name. And if it's not, then of course we're going to get into that and figure that out. Okay.
Okay, great. Well, listen, what I think we've done is you've piqued a lot of interest and you've answered a lot of questions and generated some more. I think what we're doing is just teeing you up for maybe a second training at sometime in the near future, John.
And let me practice on the Zoom with somebody to make sure I find out what was going on. Okay.
We'll do that, my friend.
Okay.
Listen, wrap it up here just for a couple more minutes here. Thank you very much. The tool that, you know, an analogy, I'm a golfer and I've got a Titleist 56 degree Vokey wedge. It's a wonderful tool, wonderful club in the hands of a pro. But let me tell you, in my hands, it doesn't look the same as it does in Justin Thomas or Tiger Woods. But what happens is the more you practice it, the better you get with anything. It's a fine piece of equipment that I've got. And this is an amazing tool that John has been describing. And he's mentioned it several times. Practice, practice, practice. From my perspective, looking at the metrics and so forth, as a company, are really not utilizing this tool nearly to the extent that we can. And I'm not busting anybody in the chops. I'm just saying that sometimes with technology, it might be a little bit intimidating, but John can make it simple. Many of your upline leaders are understanding this tool. It is an amazing systematic approach. So I believe that we'll have you back on here, John, just to drop some of the points home. But this on this particular part of the training, but also just give a little bit of an overview and a summary of his trip to the UK. Jay, are you with us here today? Jay Archer?
I am. How are you, Jim?
There he is. No problem. Any comments on this training and then quickly shipping over to UK?
Yeah, John, great job. I wish it would have helped if we would have been able to see it, but I definitely think it helped anyway. Basically, the thing I got out of this is build it and they will come. take advantage of this app, because this app is awesome. You know, it really lets you know who you talk to, what to do next, lets you take incredible notes, send videos. It's got everything you need. So the biggest thing is take advantage of it. And it is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's working great now, John.
Yeah, John, it's working now.
Go ahead, Jay.
Go ahead, Jay. Of course, it works great now.
It works awesome now. Our trip to UK, and I know we're running a little late, it was awesome. It was absolutely incredible. We did not sign up everybody that was in the room this time. Two people got away. And honestly, the two that got away, I don't think they were there for our company. I think they were there for another company and they were trying to poach. That's just what I can tell you. full rooms, excitement. You know, it was neat. We had one meeting and it was full of a lot of practitioners and, you know, some skeptical people. And all of a sudden, Debbie's 81-year-old dad stands up right in the middle, because I told him, I said, try these products. You're going to feel what it's going to do. Well, anyway, he about 10 minutes into it, he stands up in the middle of the meeting and he starts squatting. And he's like, I had knee replacements. And he started squatting. He's like, man, this is crazy. He's like, I'm not hurting. Then all of a sudden, another lady reached her arm up and she goes, man, my arm's not hurting. Another guy that does acupuncture, he starts feeling his foot. And he's like, okay. He said, Toby, I got to be honest with you. I came here skeptical. He's like, and you know, I was putting a pharmaceutical rub on my foot to make it not hurt, and it was still hurting. He's like, this is crazy because my foot is not hurting. And he's like, I feel kind of like moving. He's like, it's got to be the blood flowing. He's like, okay. He said, I'm going to reserve judgment till tomorrow. And then all of a sudden, Toby got a message that next morning saying, okay, I'm sold. He's like, I slept better than I slept in years. So anyway, we had everything from naturopaths to herbalists to every kind of massage to everything. And I can tell you, it was so cool, because just one after another, after another, after another, they're like, okay, I got to tell you, I was skeptical, but I feel it too. So it was just incredible, incredible week. I came home and I did put on some weight because these people fed me like I was a king. I ate so well, but just everything from the beautiful, just it was just so much fun. From the second I got off the phone or off the plane till the time we left. But I can tell you, very, very successful trip. UK is exploding, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. So I know in a week I'm going to hit Montreal, so I'm looking forward to that as well. So I go from hot to cold.
You're the traveling man. Well, thank you so much, Jay. I've been watching a number of the Facebook Live presentations. Did an amazing job. Great support over there in the UK. Well, well done. Just a reminder, the email went out today reminding everybody or telling everybody that we now have the Remedy Pet brochure available at Vistaprint in your back office. That product is just, you know, blowing up Facebook. It's so exciting to see what's happening. Great things are happening. And Jim and I, we've gone over a couple minutes tonight. Thanks, everybody, for your patience. John, thank you again for a great presentation. We'll look forward to being with everyone same time, same place next week. Have an awesome week. God bless you. And this call is officially over.